Compute with Confidence webinar on Zoom Basics and the JAWS Screen Reader. September 7th, 2023.
So guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us and for spending your time with us, because there's so many other things you could be doing. It's really nice to know that you are learning about how to use, you know, the beginning Zoom things with the beginning Zoom instructions and things to know for JAWS users. I went to a website called play.ht after listening to a podcast, and this guy had his voice cloned, and I did the same. You have 2,500 characters to play with, and Dan played with some too much, and I wanted to get the whole file in voice clone, but what I actually did was like the middle of it. So you'll hear me, and then you'll hear the voice clone going through the agenda. But my goal is to get the voice clone to speak all of the things that we write and that we talk, because it does a really good job. So that website again was play.ht, and it's a website from Haiti where you can clone your voice. So we're going through a lot of different items on the agenda, and so please save your questions, write them down, and we will answer them as soon as we're done with the presentation, okay?
Marcy, for the benefit of you all, is going to slow her speech down from munchkin level to a normal speed.
Slower.
That's a little too slow.
Faster.
There?
Maybe one more notch.
Faster.
Now that works. If you have to adjust, you can adjust on the fly.
Okay, so here is the agenda as we did it with the recording, and you'll have this document available to you. So again, please save your questions, and we're happy to answer them when we're done. Okay, enjoy.
Today's webinar.mp3 properties dialog, general page, USB drive D.
That was not part of the
That's
the
exactly, that was not what I was expecting.
Settings. Leaving.
Wow.
Speech on demand.
So I'm going to use the Braille to see if I can make this happen.
Marcy has a Braille display connected to her computer that she uses in her customer service responsibilities on a daily basis for Computers for the Blind. Again, welcome to all of our individuals who are here tonight. This is a webinar on Zoom Basics with the screen reader JAWS.
Webinar series, Zoom Conferencing Platform Basics using the JAWS screen reader. I am your host, Marcy Duty, and my colleague assisting me is Stephen Guerra. This webinar, as all the webinars hosted by myself and Stephen, are sponsored by and products of Computers for the Blind. To read and learn more about us at Computers for the Blind, visit us on the web at computersfortheblind.org. Housekeeping. All individuals in this webinar are muted. You can identify that you're in the Zoom CFTB meeting by doing the following. 1. Check the title of your window. Press the JAWS key or insert key plus the letter T, Tango. If JAWS says title is Zoom meeting, you are in the right spot. To mute and unmute your audio, press the Zoom keyboard command Alt plus A, Alpha. While the presentation takes place, everyone remains muted. At the conclusion of the presentation, you have the opportunity to ask questions. Here's how to ask a question. Press the Zoom keyboard command Alt plus Y, Yankee, to raise your hand. Stephen will recognize you and allow you to unmute your audio. Press Alt plus A, Alpha, the Zoom command to unmute the audio from your computer. When you have unmuted your audio, ask your question and immediately mute your audio by pressing Alt plus A, Alpha. We will answer your question with your audio muted. This webinar is recorded, and all participants who registered will receive a link to download the recording and corresponding documentation for your reference.
The documentation that will be provided is the transcript of this presentation and a list of keyboard commands for using Zoom with JAWS, JAWS Screen Reader, the job access with speech. JAWS Screen Reader is a product of Freedom Scientific, of Aspiro Company. All computers delivered to our customers are equipped with either JAWS or Zoom Text, and a customer may request both programs with a computer depending on their visual needs. Zoom Basics. Zoom is a conference platform used for a wide variety of gathering. Since the pandemic, Zoom use has increased exponentially. Zoom keyboard shortcuts make the program operational by those who use the JAWS screen reader. Zoom meetings can be accessed using your computer, with an application, on a smartphone or tablet, or by dialing a phone number. For this webinar, we will be specifically using a computer running Windows 10 and the latest edition of the JAWS screen reader. The Zoom application can be installed on your computer from the Zoom U.S. website or by using a third-party service for downloading applications. For this webinar, the understanding is that you have already installed the Zoom application on your Windows computer. Getting started. Before joining a meeting, you should have access to and plug in a headset. An optimal headset is one which has a microphone that is part of the device. Using your laptop's built-in microphone and speakers for a Zoom call is not recommended as the sound of your screen reader bleeds through so everyone else in the meeting can hear it. Plug in your headset prior to joining the meeting. Let's start by navigating to the home screen or the list of desktop icons. Press the Windows key D. This Windows command places focus on the desktop list of icons. The Zoom application icon is found by pressing the letter Z. When JAWS says Zoom, the Zoom icon is highlighted. Once you have pressed the letter Z and found the application, Zoom press the Enter key to open Zoom. When Zoom opens, there are buttons which you can locate by pressing the Tab key. These buttons are Join a Meeting, Sign Up, Sign In, the Zoom version. The items in the list above are on the screen for you to join a meeting. Sign up for a Zoom account. Sign in to Zoom with your account if you have an existing account and the current version of the Zoom application. Join a meeting. You should have meeting information when pressing the Enter key to select this choice. Press the Enter key on Join a Meeting. The next dialog that opens prompts for a meeting ID. This set of numbers is provided to you by the person who is hosting the meeting. Generally, this is approximately 11 numbers. If you know this meeting ID, you enter these numbers on your keyboard. When you have finished entering the leading AT, press the Enter key to continue to the next screen. On the next screen, you are prompted for a passcode. The passcode is provided to you by the host of the meeting when they supply the meeting ID. Type the passcode and press the Enter key to join the meeting. I am in a meeting. Now what? You have recently joined a meeting, and you now have a screen of different choices to go through. Use the Tab key to explore the Zoom controls. Muting and muting. Anticipate that when you join a meeting, that your audio will be unmuted. There will be instances when you join a meeting or webinar. On entry to the meeting, it is announced that all participants are muted. When entering a meeting and your audio is unmuted, mute your audio by pressing the Zoom keyboard command Alt A. To unmute your audio, also press the Zoom keyboard command Alt A. Being recognized, when participating in a meeting or a webinar, and you want to be recognized without interrupting the speaker, you can raise and lower your hand by pressing the Zoom keyboard command Alt Y. In the instance that you're part of a large audience, the moderator can recognize that you have your hand up and will provide you the opportunity to unmute your sound so you can ask your question. Exiting the meeting.
Leaving the meeting can also be performed with the keyboard by pressing the Zoom keyboard command Alt plus Q, Quebec. This Zoom command exits the meeting. Alerts and notifications. If JAWS is speaking, Zoom alerts and notifications while the speaker is giving his presentation, and you would like to turn these off, 1. Be sure that the Zoom meeting is the active window by pressing the global Zoom keyboard command, Control plus Shift plus Alt. 2. Press the JAWS keyboard command Alt plus Windows plus S, Sierra. This is a toggle, so you can turn on and off alerts during the meeting. Return to the Zoom meeting window. If you navigate away from the Zoom window at any time, you can always return focus to the Zoom active window by pressing the Zoom global keyboard command Shift plus Control plus Alt. This command puts the Zoom meeting window in focus. Other miscellaneous functions in Zoom. Use the Tab key to explore and find items which you can read through to provide the maximum amount of information during your Zoom meeting. If you experience difficulties with your audio or video, reveal the submenus for both by pressing the spacebar on either, and the context menu is displayed. Navigate the submenu choices by using the up and down arrow keys on your keyboard. When you're done exploring or have changed any of the items inside the submenus, press the escape key to close the submenu. Viewing the list of participants. The list of participants in a Zoom meeting is displayed when you press the Zoom keyboard command Alt plus U, Uniform. Use the up and down arrow keys to read through the list. Close the list of meeting participants by pressing the Zoom keyboard command Alt plus U, Umbrella. Chat. The chat is a place where those who are in your meeting or webinar might place a web address or helpful info for the speaker if the speaker isn't able to communicate this information via audio. Enter the chat by pressing the Zoom command Alt plus H, Hotel. To read the chat history, once you have the chat open, press the keyboard combination of Shift plus Tab to place focus on the text that has been entered. Take note, if arriving to the meeting after it starts, previous items placed in the chat will not be available to be seen. If the meeting or webinar is being recorded and the recording is made available after the meeting or webinar is complete, you may ask the facilitator to provide the chat transcript of the meeting webinar recording. Now it's time for you all to ask questions.
So I will apologize for the audio. There seemed to be some buffering and or audio degradation that you all will receive. From being here, you're going to receive an email with the audio recording to listen to, as well as the keyboard shortcuts for using Zoom, as well as the documentation or the transcript from which Marcy was just playing for you, so you can follow along and see exactly the steps. Some of the keyboard commands were chopped up by the play.ht, and we apologize in advance for that. Hoping you all were able to hear successfully. But if you would like to raise your hand, for those who are dialing in by phone, I know that we have two of our 23 participants right now who have dialed in by phone. If you'd like to raise your hand, the command for that is the star 9 key, star plus the 9 key on your numeric keypad, and that will raise your hand. And when you have your hand raised and it gets recognized, I will allow you the opportunity to unmute your phone. You would unmute your phone with a star 6. I would ask for, out of respect to all the other individuals who will have questions, to mute yourself again once you have asked your question. And if you will, from the radio world, take your answer offline. Meaning just to listen to the answer. What? We will send the chat transcript out that might have the link. I haven't seen any links to things here yet, but if there is a link, yes, we'll make that chat transcript also available for you. For those who are on a computer, as what was illustrated in the presentation, you can press Alt Y to raise your hand. When recognized, then I will give you the opportunity to talk, and then you'll press Alt A to mute. We ask again also that for others to get their questions in, have the opportunity to mute yourself once you have asked your question or made a comment. So questions are open now to be asked if you'd like to be recognized. Who's go Let's see. Go ahead and hit do an Alt plus Y if you're on a computer, or star 9 to raise your hand to be recognized. And hold on one second. Go ahead and ask your question. Again, unmute Lauren with Alt plus A and ask your question.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
This is informative. Hi. What's the this control shift eight? There was another one. It was control shift alt, and then it was
Correct.
control shift eight. I didn't catch the other one. There was the one. There was
So it
this.
totally depends on what you want to do. If you're away from the Zoom meeting and you want to put focus on the Zoom meeting from wherever you are on the computer, you can press Control Shift Alt, and that will take your focus back to the Zoom meeting.
Okay, and then there was something about alerts that they use. I mean,
Ah, yes.
Windows S, I know, but then there was another one. There was not.
That is it. It's Alt Windows S with the Zoom meeting in focus. If JAWS is speaking, too many alerts, like this person has joined the meeting, this
Right.
person has their hand raised, Alt
So
Windows
left.
S toggles those alerts on and off.
Yes. Okay, and then there was another control shift command that had the control shift in it.
Shift Control Alt will
Alt,
take
yes, the
you
same thing.
if you're in a different part of your computer, if you've been writing notes, say for instance, and you want to go back to the Zoom screen, you'll press Control Shift Alt, and that will take you back to the Zoom screen.
Oh, okay, so that's the one. Okay, thank you.
Can
Very,
you go ahead and
welcome.
lower your hand, Lauren, if you
Yes,
can, please?
yes.
And
Thank you very much.
thank you. Go
Thank you.
ahead, Charles, what's your question? Charles, you can unmute with the Alt A and ask your question. Charles, you have to do an Alt A.
With
Oh,
the
yeah.
Zoom
Ah,
window in
there we go.
focus.
Okay, now do Alt A. There we go.
Now, y'all can hear me now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When I logged on and I was doing all the putting the information in, was I supposed to put my email in there?
No, but that maybe to get a survey after, but it wasn't necessary.
Okay. Well, I put it on in there, so.
That's okay.
Okay, so
You'll see.
Now we really know who you are, right?
Yeah, you'll see at some point if you ever choose to attend other webinars and/or meetings at some point, they may ask to have you insert your email. When you were registered for this class, it asks for your name and also your email address, so you can get an email with the information about the Zoom meeting. So get used to writing your email address. That's the best thing I can tell you.
I'm excited. This is making me feel real good to get back where I used to be years ago. Okay, so I need a Alt Q to go back to
No, Alt Y for you
online.
lowering your hand, and then you Alt A to mute yourself. Go
Okay.
ahead, Rhonda, and unmute yourself. And what's your question?
Hi, my question is often presenters will add links to the chat, and it's difficult for me to copy the information while the presenter is speaking. Is there a way to copy a link or that's presented in the chat?
Unfortunately, right at this point, no. I was in a webinar the other day and I tried to copy a link and or all of the chat text. And unfortunately, Zoom has not made it possible for us to toggle where the chat can be copied as it's taking place at some point. But if there's a link, and right now I'm not aware of one, if the you can always ask the host of the meeting to send as part of the recording the chat transcript.
So two JAWS commands that I was going to mention to you are the speech history command. So get JAWS to read the entire chat and then use insert space and then copy the speech history. Is it Control H, Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay, then copy the speech history and then you'll have everything available to you. So if you do insert space and then Control H, all the speech history will be available to you, and you can put that in a notepad or a word pad, and you'll have everything that's there on the chat. Another thing that I was going to suggest is virtualizing the window if it's just a link that you want to grab. But the speech history has served me really, really well when you're looking at a chat. If you get JAWS to vocalize all of that history, then you can get it to copy and put it in a notepad.
Does that answer your question there, Rhonda? Unfortunately,
Yes.
there's not necessarily always an easy way to do things.
Okay. Yeah, but that I'm so glad JAWS makes speech history available, because I mean, then JAWS repeats the last 500 things that it said.
And Laverne, you had a question. You have to do Alt A to unmute yourself. We'll get to you beforehand. Laverne, you have to do an Alt A. You
I did.
there you
There she
they oh, there
goes.
she is.
Yes,
There's
you
that beautiful
did. Good
voice.
job.
Okay. How do you access the chat box to type something in if you want to communicate?
So Alt H hotel.
That
Okay.
will open up the chat
Alt
window.
H.
Right. That will open up the chat window and you're immediately put into a spot where you can start typing to your heart's content. And when
Even
you're
though
done,
it dinged at me?
well, chat is not an it
You have
yet.
to be in the Zoom window.
Yep.
Am I not? I thought, oh,
Check that
am I
insert
doing?
T. That's what you gotta be sure. Or if not, just press Control Shift Alt. Make sure you are in
Right.
that Zoom window.
Webinar. It says Zoom webinar.
Okay. I don't believe we enabled chat for this at some point.
Oh, okay.
Generally, at some point, it's people, we would have to enable chat. We didn't for this one. If you were in a Zoom meeting, say for a class at some point, 99% of the time the chat option is enabled. In this case, it's not.
So how do we know who else is in the meeting?
So when you are in a Zoom meeting, so we're in a webinar right now, and with the
Oh, okay, so
webinar,
it's
you're
not
not
the
able
same.
to, yeah, you're not able to see the participants in a meeting.
Okay.
But when you are in a Zoom meeting, a regular Zoom meeting, pressing the Alt U uniform will let you see the participants in the meeting and will
Okay.
let you see their status, if their video is on, if they are muted, if they are unmuted. So yeah, Alt U is your way to look at the participants, and Alt U turns that off also.
Okay, thank you.
Farhan, you can unmute yourself and ask your question. Okay, so
Now unmuted.
There you go.
I have a question, this is Charles.
Okay.
I have a bass guitar. And this is my question. If I took lessons for like Guitar Center, they teach us classes through Zoom. And I want to know, how can I have the sound of the bass guitar and the teacher? She be going directly through the computer or through, you know, through Zoom, so she can hear. And I be able to hear.
That's a little bit more complicated. I will tell you that you will probably need to have a mixer connected to your computer through USB or HDMI, depending on the ports that you have available on your laptop. And you would have to have, the teacher would have to give you permissions to share your screen.
Share the screen, yeah.
And okay, then you would check the box for audio. I can show you that in a different, at a different time offline,
yeah,
if you like, but it is possible. It does, you know, there's a lot of people who have, because of the pandemic, have done things to provide audio for different things, whether it be voice or instruments or whatever. And unfortunately, it's not the cleanest sound, but it can be done. And if you're used to using a mixer and adjusting your sound, you can, you know, your teacher, once you start sharing your screen, if given permission to do that, then they can tell you to adjust your sound accordingly so you can get the best sound.
So you're not speaking of an interface, right? Mixing board.
Yes, I am. You would, I mean, there are mixing boards that will connect to your laptop via USB. And that's probably, again, that's a little bit more advanced than what we wanted to accomplish with the basics tonight. But I can talk to you about that offline.
But it is an interface. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you can unmute and ask your question.
I didn't really have a question. I had a comment to add to that chat question. Even though we are in a webinar and the chat is not active, the Alt-H keystroke takes you to a question and answers button that opens up basically what looks like a chat box, but it's not actually a chat box.
Yeah, because it's a webinar, we have question and answer enabled, so it serves as a chat box.
Yeah, that might be why you got that ding when you did it before.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Laverne, you can unmute because you've already asked a question and saw that your hand was raised again.
Okay. Now unmuted. My question is, it's not related to this, but with JAWS, I'm having problems making it go faster speaking, even though I do the keystrokes, you know, control, windows, alt, and then page up. It says it's going faster, but when I release, it's back to the lower speed.
Okay. So generally, that's the default keystroke to have a permanent change for your speech at some point. You sometimes might have to alternatively go into options and then voices and adjust the rate there to and click apply to make it a more of a permanent. Sometimes JAWS doesn't always act as it should and could be just a minor flaw in the program, but nothing that can't necessarily be fixed. And I'm glad to work with you offline about that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. Carla, you can unmute and ask your question. And there we go. Unmute now.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, good, good.
Thank you for coming, Carla.
You're quite welcome. I teach classes for homeschoolers and on Zoom. And my question is, this year I have four classes on a day that there are pauses between the classes, and I wonder if I when the room is idle, if I should stay, you know, if I should keep the computer logged into the room, or can you leave the room when you're hosting and then come back, or will you lose the meeting? And I don't know if that's a JAWS thing or a Zoom thing or what. And then the other thing is, what do I do when JAWS keeps losing focus in a meeting?
So I'll touch the one with the focus in the meeting.
Go ahead.
When JAWS loses focus in the meeting, always, if you want that Zoom meeting to be in focus, that Control Shift Alt key is, or keyboard combination, is the best thing that I ever learned, because that will always bring focus back to the Zoom meeting.
It's important also to ask at some point, are you using the latest version of JAWS?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Marcy.
Yes. And it's not only Zoom that it loses focus. I keep hoping when there's an update that that problem will go away, and it never does.
I sometimes lose focus when my windows are not maxed. So sometimes maximizing the window will stop JAWS from losing focus so much.
And you can do that with Windows up arrow.
In Win 10, yeah.
Are you using Windows 10, Carla, or yes. Windows 11? Okay, so Windows up arrow will do that in Windows 10. To answer your question with regard to Zoom, with the classes that you're teaching, are they all using the same Zoom information?
Yes, they are, because they've made some changes in Zoom, and sometimes it's a pain to generate all these invitations.
Sure.
And so every week I send them a new one rather than a recurring one, because I found that's made it more secure. I don't get as many bombers or intruders if I send a new one out, but it's a pain, and I have four in line.
Bombers were a thing when Zoom became so important for use during the beginning and the middle of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Carla, if you can send an email to training@computersfortheblind.org, I'd be glad to work with you offline. So in helping you set up a reoccurring meeting that will be reoccurring, a one-time situation, and then we can customize that passcode. And you can indicate to the students that they not to share the Zoom information other than with their parents, say, for instance. But you can have that reoccurring meeting, and I can show you how to set that up accordingly so it doesn't become too much of an issue. But to go back to your original question, if you have classes hypothetically at 9, 10:30, 12, and 2:30, say, for instance, and your class only lasts an hour, you can leave the Zoom going all day if you wish. You can just mute your microphone. I don't suspect you're recording, correct?
No, I don't record.
Okay, so you can do an all day and mute your microphone while you're not in class, and then come back to it and not have to worry about being kicked out. I don't believe... Is it a paid account you're using? Is it a free account?
It's a paid account. And what happens is every 40 minutes, it'll come back and it'll say, you know, this room is idle. And, you know, and it tries to kick me out. And
right. There's
one point during the day where there's a break that's 2 hours. The rest of it is, you know, it's not a problem because it's less than 30 minutes.
Well, I'm glad to work with you at some point. And like I said, send an email to training@computersfortheblind.org, and we can iron out the kinks and make sure that you can be a happy camper at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I'm like, if we put a link to the desktop for the Zoom meeting, then you can leave it as you need to, and then join it as you need to also.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't exit and turn off the computer or do something like that. Or
you don't ever have to turn off your computer.
No, you should never have to turn off.
You can exit out of the Zoom and then go back into it in advance of your class.
Exactly.
Okay, so if I just, you know, if I'm the host, I can just say, you know, just leave the movie at the meeting, but not stop the meeting for all or whatever, quit the meeting for all or end the meeting for all is the term they use.
Gotcha.
That's what I do. I can just exit and do something else. And as you say, mute your mic and shutter the camera and walk away.
Yeah, I mean, you again, let's talk more about this offline.
Okay.
And we can No, it's a great question, you know, but I think it's a more specific personalized situation that we can iron out those kinks for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having this seminar, by the way.
You're very welcome. Laverne, you can unmute and ask your 7,000th question.
Hi,
7,000th question.
Laverne?
Oh, God. Oh, this seems like a game show then, huh?
No, it's all good.
No, I was just asking the question you said to mute and unmute. So at the same time, only one person, well, everybody can unmute at the same time, right? We don't have to go one by one.
So that is completely up to the host. Okay. So the host of the meeting can decide if each person can unmute or mute.
Right. And this being a webinar allows us to have hundreds of participants. And when we set this webinar up, we set it up as a question and answer. So the single individual who's asking the question will be recognized, but the capability of unmuting everyone so it's a big free-for-all is not a capability here. If we had a meeting, such as in our training classes, that's a meeting, and then we can mute everyone and also toggle the situation to allow everyone to unmute themselves. So it could be a, you know, all-inclusive thing, or we can keep it toggled so the individuals don't have the capability of unmuting themselves at random.
One more question. So how do you share your screen to keystrokes?
So the key command is Alt-S as in share. So Alt-S is in Sierra. And then you're presented with a dialog box that asks if you want to share sound, which windows you want to share. And then at the very end, the one that's actually going to share your screen is the one that says share screen.
Okay, thank you.
And then Alt-S Sierra will stop it also. And you'll have that keystroke in the Zoom keystrokes that we have to offer.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead and lower your hand with Alt-Y so we... And Rhonda, you can go ahead and unmute.
Okay, this question may be a little beyond the scope of the presentation tonight, but I just wanted some kind of tips. If I'm a visually impaired presenter on Zoom, and what are some, like I said, tips that you can recommend to be effective presenters, not having the vision to see the screen and unsee participants, you know, facial responses and so forth.
Well, if
so
I
are
can
you presenting via video? Are you showing your screen?
Rhonda, are you using video in your presentation? Are you there, Rhonda?
Okay, am I unmuted now?
Yes.
Okay, so I would be using video because the audience is sighted, and so okay. They like to have, you know,
sure,
you
sure. Video.
So I'm going to take a stab at this, Marcy, just for your information, Rhonda. It is a monumental task. It is a monumental challenge, but not one that can't be accomplished. Most individuals who are running a webinar and or a meeting, whether they have sight or low vision or not, can do this successfully. If you're running a webinar much like what we are, like what Marcy and I have done previously, there's two of us. But I've seen and been to webinars from organizations for the blind who have had four individuals monitoring. The FS Open Line is monitored and by multiple individuals, and they all can see. I think having vision seems to be a constant, but it's not necessary. It can be done. You have to have, you know, solid computer skills. And what I've been doing here, as Marcy was presenting, is monitoring the attendees box or list to see who's raised their hand and then pressing the tab key to get to the point where I can unmute them or enable them to talk. So, I mean, could it be done by one person? Yes, but the person will have to have six hands and I don't know. Hopefully, hopefully no eyes. But I will tell you, though, from a video perspective, in the not-too-distant future, Jaws 2024 is coming out, and they have a feature in Jaws that will enable you, if you're presenting video, to determine by doing a layered keystroke in Jaws, which is the insert key or Jaws key in the spacebar, and then hitting the letter F for recognition of your face and view. Yeah. And then there are options within that face and view menu that you can choose from. So, you know, I opt always, and it shouldn't come as a surprise to everyone here. Yes, Sheila, we'll get right to you. It shouldn't come as a surprise to everyone. I don't do video. I mean, I'm not a horribly bad looking person. I just choose not to use video because, you know, I think everything can be accomplished via audio. But when doing video, the newer feature in Jaws will enable you to stay in focus. It will tell you where your face is or if you're centered or, you know, obviously you want to have a 50-50 percentage across the board in, if you will, latitude and longitude in pixels. And Jaws is going to give you that opportunity. There was another program previously that kind of sort of worked, and I think that's where Jaws built its face and view option. But it's not impossible to do. But, I mean, it takes practice, you know, and the more you practice at anything, and the better you'll become. I hope that wasn't too insane and ambiguous. And Marcy, you have anything else to add?
I was going to say there are apps for your phone that are free, like a Be My Eyes app that you can call and speak with volunteers to see what you look like, to see, you know, what your presentation is looking like. Also, there's nothing wrong with sending emails or surveys asking your participants what they think and how you can improve or what they're getting from the presentation.
And all Marcy and I have done, and because we do a training class for Jaws for Beginners, we've been using Zoom continuously on a weekly basis, twice a week, since last August. And if you start using a video platform such as that, or Teams or Google Meet for that matter, the more you use it, the better you're just going to become. So it's just practice and... Mm-hmm. We're glad to help in any way. If you'd like to ask additional questions after this or get more specific details, you and anyone else here who's in can hear my voice from the recording or who is present here tonight, you can always email training at computersfortheblind.org, and we'll be glad to answer your questions. Did that help, Rhonda?
Trying to get my, yes, it did. Thank you. It gives me a lot to work with.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
With the basic, I can set up an individual meeting and practice on my own.
Sure.
Just pretend like the weird words. Yeah.
Connect to the meeting on your iPhone and connect to the meeting on a computer. Lord knows I've done that on many Friday nights.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, and the other quick question.
Go ahead.
Is there a reason to have the pro version? I have the basic. Is there an advantage to upgrading to the more advanced Zoom?
No, the program is not different. The basic version is going to give you a 40-minute conference
meeting time. Yeah,
meeting time, and the pro will give you unlimited at some point. It does cost, but in the dollars and cents of things, you have to identify if it's economically going to be the best route for you.
The pro version also allows you to record.
Yeah.
So if you need to make recordings of your presentations or, you know, recordings of your meetings, that those are available to you with the pro version.
We're going to go
Thank
on to
you.
Some. You're welcome. We're going to go on to some other questions. Sheila, go ahead. You had a question? You have to do the unmute it. There we go. Now you can unmute, Sheila.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mine is, I know, probably just a basic question, but as y'all know from class, I'm still not real sure of myself. It scares me to try to change from, like, if I'm in the Zoom meeting, to try to go to another, to the desktop or any other program to do anything, because I'm always afraid I'm going to lose connections. Is there anything I can do wrong in losing the connection, or just it just doesn't show on the screen, but I still have all the connection if I'm opening up other things? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So it's really totally up, the connection is totally up to your internet service provider, but you don't be afraid to leave and do other things, because you know that you could always press Control Shift Alt and get back to that Zoom meeting.
But I mean, will it keep me from hearing things in the Zoom meeting or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay. So I could still hear everything. It's just that window's not going to be up there or focused
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
Okay. And, so that's what I've always been afraid of. I was afraid, yeah. Like, well, I'm afraid to go to notebook, or I'm afraid to go to here because I'm afraid I won't hear what's going on. Like, I'll lose
want
that
to.
Part of it.
That's the beauty of multitasking. You want to go places. You want to go to Notepad. You want to go to email so that you can, you know, participate more in the meeting. Like, for example, say they send you a slide presentation and you're watching the slides, or you're, you know, wanting to contribute. You want something that you want to say and you have it in your notes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to move away to the, you know, to the other windows so that you can benefit, and you're not going to miss anything at all. Just always Control Alt Shift and you're back in the meeting.
Okay. I was just afraid I'd lose that connection and not be able to hear anything and that kind of stuff. So, okay.
Well, if you Alt F4, you're going to lose it.
right. But I mean, like, if I just, like, I'm Bye, listening folks. Right now and I open Notepad and I'm making notes in Notepad and this, sure. that, and the other, then, you know, like if I wanted to ask y'all a question, I would just do the command to get back to focus on Zoom. Then I could ask my question. But nothing I'm doing in the meantime of making my notes and all that stuff's going to interfere with me hearing everything that's going on.
If you stop,
that's what I was afraid of.
Right. If you stop hearing voices, then you should check your Zoom screen, or you may want to check your internet connection. I mean, but if you can still hear the voices of everyone else talking while you're taking some quick notes, mm-hmm. you're not going to lose the connection.
Okay. Good deal. It just made me nervous.
And we like basic questions in using Zoom with JAWS, the basics.
Okay, so do I mute myself again?
If you don't mind, yeah.
Please. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Wayne, you can unmute and ask your question or comment.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
How are you, Wayne?
Doing good. Just for some context for the other participants, I joined us to observe, but I felt like I had to put 2 cents in on something. To go back to a question that was asked a couple minutes ago about adjusting the view, there is nothing wrong with, and I'm totally by myself, for more context, there is nothing wrong with, before the meeting starts, asking people, can you see me okay? You know, mm-hmm. is my camera positioned okay? And I participated in a lot of Zoom meetings during the pandemic when a lot of blind people were on the call, blind and sighted people. And there were a number of times where various people asked, you know, before the meeting got started, hey, can you see me all right? And people tell them, well, I can see the top of your head, you know. So then they fix their screen or their camera angle, and how about this? Yeah, that's better. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking the audience participants their view.
Sure.
True.
Appreciate that insight, Wayne.
Sure.
You have any questions for us?
Oop. Nope.
Okay.
No question.
I said, do you have any other questions for us?
Oh, no. No, I don't. I just wanted to make that.
And appreciate that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Farhan, you can unmute since I see you're on the phone now. And Carla, we'll get to your question in a second. We're just trying to get new people to ask their questions. You have to star six beforehand to unmute yourself.
Go to the next
Can
one
you
and you
hear
can.
me?
There you go. Hello. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you, Steve. So
You're
what
welcome.
happened was I got confused between toggling between the Zoom screen and the telephone screen, because on the Zoom screen I could only raise my hand, but there was nowhere where I could unmute myself.
You have to be recognized. I have a button here that says allow to talk. So
Yeah,
unless I
he's got
toggle that
power.
button, yeah, unless I hit that button, you
Oh.
weren't going to be given that opportunity.
Oh, okay. But we do not see that mic button or the video button on the screen itself like it used to be, or
Well,
it is
again,
still there somewhere.
this is a webinar, which is different from, say, a meeting. If in the meeting you would see that in this webinar, because we have question and answer toggled on, you're not going to see that.
Okay. All right. So one comment about somebody asking about how to refer to the chat history. So what I do is I just take a screenshot of whatever is being typed out. So that's one way of me getting the chat history.
Yeah, that's
All
another way
right.
to do it.
Yeah. So my other questions, there are many questions that I want to ask, but I could like to have Steve or Marcy give me a time when I can call in and ask those questions,
You can call
because they
tomorrow
are not
morning at
related.
7 a.m. Pacific time
I'll talk to you when you call me.
and press number one on your number
Yeah,
keypad for
I'll
customer
talk to you
service.
when you call me.
You can call us
When I,
whenever. You
I
can call us whenever you'd like to for him.
All right, because I've got quite a few questions not relating to Zoom, but JAWS. So I'd like to
I'll
discuss.
tell you what. Why don't you take those questions since you have gone through our training and put them in an email, questions on separate lines, and send that to training@computersfortheblind.org, and Marcy and I can respond to those with
Tag
the
team and
answers.
respond them and
Yeah.
respond to them.
Okay, one of the question is this: whatever notes you had given me on the system and during the training, the 3 months training, when I click on the document to open up, it opens but it disappears immediately. I don't see the document anymore.
Okay,
I can
so
only
that's
hear
more
the
of a
recording part.
call us. Call us and we'll take care of it.
That's more of a technical issue, and I'm glad to help you with that.
Okay. And the second one is you had mentioned about 25 hours of free JAWS training. I had one guy called Dwight, and he said he cannot continue with the training because the Department of Rehab was not going to pay him unless he teaches in person. So I've lost that opportunity of 25 hours of free JAWS training.
Okay, so this is a matter that really should be discussed outside of this, not
Correct,
necessarily for
that's
this.
fine.
So give me a call on Monday and we'll investigate that.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you,
You're
Marcy.
welcome. Thank you for coming.
Carla, you can unmute and
Thanks.
ask your question.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm just using the space bar so I don't have to mess with all day and then just letting go and I'm gone.
That's another way to unmute and mute, right?
Yes, and actually, I'd like to expand on Rhonda's question and on what Wayne advised her, if you don't mind, about how when you're presenting to a sighted audience and you're totally blind. Ron is, his advice or Wayne's advice was really good when he said to ask the participants how you look. And I do that with my students. They'll say, move your screen up or move your head or move this. And you do that. And my classes are sort of complex because I'm teaching foreign languages to sighted people. And I use flashcards and pictures so that we don't have to revert into English or whatever their native language is. And another little trick that I have learned is, besides asking the students, and sometimes I'll have a focus group, we'll just have a mock class and, you know, hone some things. But another technique that I have found is using a table cover, and one that has that folds and it has seams on it, and positioning my elbow on the seam and putting the computer always in the same spot and putting the flashcards in the same spot and using those seams on the table cover to guide how to direct the flashcards, the pictures and the visuals and the manipulatives towards the screen. And 99% of the time, things are in focus when I use that little technique.
What an excellent idea.
It's something that I have developed since I've been offering my classes. And by the way, now, even after the pandemic, a lot of them are still staying online and preferring it that way because—
Sure. Because they don't have to leave home. They can't.
No, the parents don't have to, and they don't have to leave home. And I had a student move from Pennsylvania to Indiana that can continue taking my German class because they could do it online.
Yeah, what an excellent idea with the seams for the table cover or pieces of tape, lines of tape, or different tactile markers that you can identify to put pictures or to put flashcards or to put, you know, your face or the computer. Yeah,
right.
That's great.
And so if you can find things like that that can align the computer and always put the computer in the same place and the same distance, you know, it works out most of the time. It sounds complex, but it really does work.
Sure.
I hope you didn't mind, but I just wanted—
Not at all.
No, thank you. That's wonderful.
So with all the other individuals that haven't asked a question, does anyone have any questions that they like to ask regarding JAWS commands that we've discussed tonight or Zoom basics? Remember Alt-Y to raise your hand or *9. We're just about 16 minutes before the end of our webinar, so we want to make sure everyone has the opportunity of asking their questions. I see Miss Tanya White down there. I'm surprised she's not asking questions.
It's nice for all of our students to come back.
Sure, absolutely.
Stephen was saying we need to get all of you together and play a big game of Jeopardy.
Okay, Sheila, you can unmute and ask your question.
Okay, my question is, y'all, we're talking about the cameras and all this stuff. How do you even know, because it kind of scares me to think that if somebody could see, my camera could be on. I have no idea. How do you know if a camera is on or not?
So
when you're
Zoom,
in a Zoom meeting.
With Zoom, there is a command.
Right.
Like you do Alt A for audio and, you know, to toggle your audio on and off. You can do Alt V for video to toggle your video on and off.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you.
And for those who have computers, for the blind computers, if you have an issue with your webcam, you would probably have already known it. Sometimes if the webcam is not working or is not selected as being the default, you might hear JAWS say that, give you an error message of some point that can't locate camera or something like that. But that's where you call Computers for the Blind at 214-340-6328 and choose the wonderful option number 4 for technical support.
Okay. I was just concerned that, you know, if there's someone who can see that, you know, who knows what they're looking at.
You'd be surprised, Sheila. There are quite a few blind people that I've come in contact with that said that they, I'll answer the call and they say, my webcam is not working. I'm like, okay, so let's try to figure this out.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Yeah. So remember Alt V, video off and on.
Yep. And what Marcy was talking about in the presentation is if you want to see the list of participants, you do an Alt-U for umbrella.
That's my favorite command when I'm in a Zoom meeting. Alt-U for umbrella. Who else is here? Who else is enjoying my presentation?
I call it the nosy neighbor command.
That's true.
Does anyone have any other questions that they want to ask or bring up? Go right ahead. I'm going to be Let me see. Let me get. Do an Alt A there, Farhan, to unmute yourself. Farhan, can you hear us? Farhan, we will come back to you. Lauren, you can go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Yes. I've had a problem. I don't know why this happens, but does anyone know why this happens? Where a lot of times I'm on Zoom and it'll say Zoom meeting unavailable. There's no way I can maneuver it or manipulate, you know, unmuted or anything like that. Even when I do control F6 rather to change the.
I would probably, Lauren, need to remotely control your computer to see if I can recreate that situation. I can't necessarily answer. I can't answer that right now for you because I would have to see it in as it happens or try to recreate the problem. That could be a number of different things. It could be where your Zoom has to be updated, which is relatively easy. But again, always keeping in focus the Zoom window.
Control Shift Alt, right?
I'm sorry?
Control Shift Alt.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I told Steven, I said, if anybody gets anything from this webinar, it'll be that command.
Right.
Because when I learned it, that was the most wonderful command. Because then I could go away to whatever window I needed or wanted to go to. And I could come back to the Zoom meeting whenever I was ready.
Like it solves all the problems, right? Like it solves,
yes, exactly.
Like it solves all the problems, right?
Thank you. Remember when I first learned JAWS, insert J, right, to get to that window.
Right, mm-hmm. that's the way you do it, right?
That's the way I felt about Control Shift Alt. Anytime I want to go to the Zoom meeting,
Okay. Well, thank you.
But you're welcome.
When you're on the phone, how do you toggle between the Zoom and the phone?
I'm trying to get context of your, if you're using Zoom on your computer, it's not the same interface as you would have if you were dialed in on a phone.
So I'm on the phone, yeah. Enjoy. I'm on the phone and I'm trying to toggle between the Zoom screen and the telephone screen because
Are you using an iPhone or an Android phone?
iPhone.
Okay, so then your app switcher.
Yeah, so what I would tell you, yeah, that's helpful. But the question is, you dialed in. So
all right.
I would stay on the phone screen and at the bottom right of your screen, if you don't have the keypad
showing,
then you should have the hide button and then you'll see by swiping to the left from the far right corner, a mute button or unmute button, depending on. But I mean, this if you're using the Zoom app, that's a totally different experience from the phone app, if you will.
True.
Correct. But now, when I was on the Zoom and I raised my hand, and you unmuted me, I got the message saying unmute. I unmuted myself. I could see my mic that was unmuted. And I was asking you if you could hear me. You couldn't hear me. For what reason, I don't know. Then I came back to the phone line, and from there, I unmuted myself with *6.
Gotcha.
So that's why I'm wondering.
So you connected to the meeting on the Zoom app and on the phone, right?
Correct. Okay.
That's a little bit too much
connection.
Yeah. You should
connect on only one, either the Zoom app or the phone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're going to use the Zoom app on your iPhone, then great. If you're not, then I would disconnect from the Zoom app and just use the phone app. I mean, it's a...
Okay.
Hey, you don't have to connect to us twice. One connection is good.
Steve and Marcy, I would like help in one more thing, which I will talk to you about ES Accessible, about typability and open book. You could help me.
Sure. And again, Farhan, that's a question that's That's a question that's best taken offline. That's not for this venue or this presentation.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Marcy.
Thanks for coming.
Yantav, you can unmute and ask your question.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. We can.
I just want to thank you all very much for providing this training. Thank you so much, Steve and Marcy.
You're welcome, Farhan. Thank you. Go ahead, Yantav, ask your questions.
Okay. The command to get a list of the participants is Alt-Q.
Alt-U
University.
Yes.
I just did that a couple of times. And what was I supposed to hear? Because nothing was given to me.
So here in a webinar, you're not going to see the participants, okay? In a regular Zoom meeting that you're invited to, you will see the participants.
Right.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I hope you guys had a good summer.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Lauren, you can go ahead and unmute and ask your question. Okay, Lauren, you can unmute yourself and ask your question.
Can I hear you?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
She didn't recall raising her hand.
I don't remember. No, but I do have a question anyway. But often when Zoom is not updated or whatever, sometimes I end up on the online. Is there a difference in Zoom online? I mean, like if I unmute and stuff like that, is it the same commands online? Like if I do the Zoom on the web?
So do you mean that you join the meeting with a link? Is that what you mean?
Not just send a link, but join from the browser, like join.
Well, that's using a link, yes.
Yeah, right. So you use the browser, but you're still put into the Zoom app, or the commands are still exactly the same.
Oh, it's all the same. Okay.
Yeah.
When you join with the link to a Zoom, the Zoom app technically will open on your computer, even if you don't have it downloaded.
Mm.
But in the same instance, when you go to enter your next meeting, it might say something to the effect that there's a new updated version available. Would you like to update? And that's the screen that will take focus, which will allow you to update it if there's an update available. But you'll always be using the Zoom app. There is a way that if you went to the website, just Zoom website, there is a button for joining, and then you would be prompted for the meeting ID and passcode, and you can join using your internet browser of choice.
Oh, okay. It seems
a little very complicated, and there's 100 different ways to joining a Zoom meeting.
Right, because I've joined some Zoom meetings where I didn't know how to, I couldn't raise my hand, or I couldn't just get myself unmuted, and I said hello or whatever, and I just didn't know what the first thing was, except online. So
there's a lot of different scenarios and variables that are involved. Mm-hmm. Some meetings will be very locked down, so you can't do anything but listen.
That makes sense.
And much like in our situation, we didn't make it possible for anyone to ask or talk or ask questions until we were done with our presentation. And that was just the way we wanted to do this webinar. We may not do it this way in the future, but this is the way we did it now. However, if you look at other webinars, you'll see that you have no choices. It's just a matter of listening. So they want you to be the captivated audience.
That makes sense. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is very informative.
So another thing I was going to mention was sometimes you'll come into a meeting and it's being recorded. With the Windows computer, you have to find that got it button before you can do any kind of participating in the meeting. And sometimes you can hit the tab key and you can find that got it button. Other times you'll have to press F6 for it to show up. But if you don't hit that got it button, you're not going to be able to participate in the meeting. So if you hear when you come into the meeting, this meeting is being recorded, you want to find that got it button if you want to have some participation in that meeting.
Tanya, you can unmute with Alt A and ask your question.
You are now unmuted. Zoom webinar, lower hand button.
Hi, Steve and Marcy.
Hi, Tanya. Hi. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. I just want to say hi and I miss y'all. And I did have a question.
Now lowered.
It's it's being recorded, right? And then are we going to get it emailed to us like the other one? Because I missed part.
Yes, you'll get the link to the recording so you can listen to the file. It is not won't be downloadable. It will just be a listen to situation. So you'll have to listen to it. You'll have a web player opened that has accessible controls.
Okay.
And you can tab through until you hear pause if you needed to pause it, and then that's just hitting the space bar. But you'll get attachments of documents that you can use with which will be the transcript of this presentation, as well as a list of keyboard commands for using Zoom with JAWS.
Okay, sounds good. That's all I had.
Sounds good. Good to hear your voice.
Same here.
We have about 2 minutes left, everyone. We take the opportunity to say thank you for attending. As always, at some point, you can email your questions if you did not have the chance to recall your question or have the opportunity to present it tonight. You can send that to training@computersfortheblind.org. That's our website, of course, also is computersfortheblind.org. And or you can also call and speak to myself or Marcy any given Monday through Thursday for me and Monday through Friday for Marcy at 214-340-6328 and choose the appropriate option for either customer service or technical support. Does anyone have any last moment question? Okay. We have a new person asking questions. Give me 1 second. Yeah, Josh, ask your question. You can unmute.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
So this is, I was just thinking about this. Now, I'm going to assume this is JAWS specific, but does Alt Windows S mute alerts for other screen readers too, like NVDA?
Keep to your assumption. This is JAWS specific. The JAWS, okay. The Alt Windows S is a JAWS command.
That's what I figured. I was just curious.
No, that's fine. It was a good question.
Yeah, it's a really good question.
I think both of the screen readers can interact accordingly at some point. I think the only conflict that might be is if you're running them both at the same time. But if you're running specifically just JAWS, then I don't think NVDA is going to mind.
And I think NVDA has an add-on that you can work with to...
Exactly.
To work with Zoom.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Thanks for your question.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
So we're going to come to an end, everyone. I want to say thank you again for joining Compute with Confidence Zoom Basics with the JAWS screen reader. We appreciate everyone attending.
We'll be
in touch with you in the next couple of days with the link to the recording as well as the documents. And always, you can go to computersfortheblind.org/training in case you seem to have lost the email. But on behalf of Marcy and I and Computers for the Blind, thank you, everyone, for attending.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you for the wonderful
webinar.
Thank you.
It's very informative.
Marcy, are you selling the laptop for $50 still?
Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, call tomorrow then.
Oh. All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.